Thank you, Jesus. This is May the 19th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is No Limits. No Limits. The Lord begins to speak here. I have never limited the plan for man, and those who teach that, it is fallacy. They limit, you know, like, well, for instance, a lot of people still believe in the 70-80. Live to be 70, 80. And some even push a little further to the 120, which is not about age. It's about the, it's about how long we have on the earth. So God has not been the one to ever limit man. Man was the only one that limited himself by giving into the devil. Okay, I've sent my word so that my man might have life and have that more abundantly. Okay, John 5:12. God's not about death. Never has been. He don't like death. In the old covenant, he didn't even want his priests touching dead bodies. 5:12. I think it's 1 John 5:12. Look, sorry. Yeah, it's 1 John 5:12. He who possesses the Son has that life. He who does not possess the Son of God does not have that life. Living long and strong has always been my will for my man. You are my man. The thief has come to steal, kill, destroy. How? Well, Mark 4 talks about the source of the word. Satan comes at once to steal the word. And then it should, then it names all the circumstances that cause the harvest to fail. Yeah. What you believe and speak is the way of the kingdom. In the beginning, my man lived long. Wonder why? My word. All right, John 1, you see how it was in the beginning. This is John, regular John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him, and without Him was not anything made that has come into being. In Him was life, the life was the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness never overpowered it. It's still, it's never overpowered it. The darkness will never overpower the Word, ever. As my man began to get away from my Word and began to listen to the enemy's words, stealing, killing, and destroying reigned. It is true, I stripped Satan of all power, Colossians 2:15, Luke 10:19. This is the truth. The system has pushed another word. What you believe and speak is the only thing that can help you or hurt you. Don't be afraid. I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and of a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. I wanted to read to you a couple of things here in light of the direction the Lord's leaning about rules, regulations, and laws changed to my advantage and when necessary in the name of Jesus. The Lord giving us things to speak to change laws, and the experience that I had about, I was praying over pet vaccinations and different things, and the Lord spoke to me not to go to the vet, but to change the law. This week, President Trump, I don't think I wrote that down, he is in the midst of working on legislation that will stop what they call, how did he put it? Well, our freedoms being taken away. It will stop mandatory vaccinations. And also, like I know our daughter talked about at her work, she doesn't get her benefits if she doesn't go have these checkups and do all this stuff. So that's infringing on your rights. And so he's trying to remove that kind of thing from the public domain. That's, you know, that's just globalism. It's trying to enforce stuff on you or make you do things you don't want to do. Control your life. Okay. Now I want to read to you, this is a Q post, this is 111. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's just a couple of statements that I want to read here. And it's concerning vaccines. Let me look down here. I circled these because I wanted to make sure that I got it right. Let's see. Well, I'm not seeing on 111, but they say the same thing. We look at 142 here. Okay. It says here, what is brainwashing? What is a psyop? What happened to the Hindenburg? What really happened to the Hindenburg? Who died during the accident? Why is this relevant? What are sheep? Who controls the narrative? The truth would put 99% of people in the hospital. So these are two Q posts talking about that, and it's talking about different false flag events. All the wars, the Hindenburg, the Titanic, all of these were staged things that they did to take out certain people that were in the way of their evil, and you know they wanted to keep control. So these things are staged to take people out. Plus it's also a blood sacrifice to Satan because they're Luciferians. But the thing about the 99% of the people, if they found out that lead and mercury and different things are put in immunizations, they would be so afraid that they would rush the hospitals to get tested to make sure they were okay. Now, we know it's not what's outside the man that goes into him. See, the devil's tried so much, but the thing is, the devil knows that it's by believing and speaking. If he can get you to believe the lie, whether it is true or not true, then you're going to exercise faith in that. And that's how most people kill themselves. I'm just glad he's taking care of it because there's a lot of people, especially in the body of Christ, that will never go God's way. They're going to go the other way, and God loves them, and they'll go to heaven. So I hope they release technologies and different things. I've heard about different things that are just, you go to the grocery store and buy something and cure cancer. You know what I'm saying? And it may be like a sugar pill. They believe it, so it cures them. You know what I'm saying? Jesus already took sickness and disease. So what's coming against people? Lies. Okay. For the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. We've been told all our life, well, you better not touch that. I even heard something this week that kind of made me think differently. He was talking about plutonium and different things, and he said, I picked it up with my hand. It didn't hurt you. You know what they do? They're hiding stuff in those containers that they put those radioactive symbols on because they don't want you to know what's in there. They don't want you to see it. So they tell you, well, that's deadly. You better not touch that. You'll die if you touch that. Well, if you believe that, when you touch it, it's like the man that was in the freezer. And it was unplugged, but he believed he was freezing to death. And what happened? He froze to death. But he really didn't. What he believed killed him. See what I mean about stuff we've been lied to about? But if we believe the Word, if we're hanging on the Word and we're believing what the Word says, then we don't have to really be concerned about what they say because it's all a bunch of gobbledygook and hogwash anyway. All right. These two scriptures have come, and we've repeated them many times. We're going to repeat them again. We need to have our minds renewed to these scriptures right here. This is our protection. We won't be part of the 99% that run to the hospital when we hear something. Oh, that they're poisoning our food supplies. They're pouring our water. You know, one in every 10 bottles of bottled water, they put something in it. Geoengineering. Chemtrails. They're raining all this stuff down on us. Let's read what the Word says about it. All right, Matthew 15. Do you not see and understand that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the abdomen, and so passes on into the place where discharges are deposited? But whatever comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this is what makes a man unclean and defiles him. It's his thinking processes. It's his mind. It's what he's thinking about things. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, such as murder, adultery, sexual vice, theft, false witness, slander, irreverent speech. These are what make a man unclean and defile, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean and defile. All right, Mark 7 is even better than that one. It really shows it, shows the truth. Mark 7:15. There's not one thing outside a man which by going into him can pollute and defile him, but the things which come out of a man. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Come out of a man or what defile him and make him unhallowed and unclean. And Jesus said, well, in parentheses, if any man has ears to hear, let him be listening. Let him perceive and comprehend. And when he had left the crowd and had gone into the house, now don't go tempt the Lord. If your faith is not to the place that you could walk with the rattlesnakes, then don't be messing with them. You understand what I'm saying? If your faith isn't there and you're not quite believing where you need to believe yet, don't go tempt God. Even Jesus wouldn't do that. Go throw yourself off that mountain. The angels will rescue you. Well, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But when necessary, when you're in a situation and you call upon the Lord, that's a different story. And when he had left the crowd and had gone into the house, his disciples began asking him about the parable, and he said to them, then are you also unintelligent and dull and without understanding? Do you not discern and see that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot make him unhallowed or unclean, since it does not reach and enter his heart? Your heart's the production center. This is where you create. This is the most important part of a Christian. And he said to them, then are you also an intelligent and dull without understanding? Do you not discern and see that whatever goes into a man from the outside cannot make him unhallowed or unclean, since it does not reach and enter his heart, but the digestive tract, and so passes on? Thus he was making and declaring all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a man is what makes a man unclean and renders unhallowed, for from within, out of the hearts of men, come base and wicked thoughts. And on it goes. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. This is the damage. This is where the damage is done. If the devil can get you to believe something, well, hath God said? Are you sure about that? He pushes a totally different. People are scared of everything, scared of their food. All right. This is the truth. Remember this when full disclosure comes out on all the many ways that Satan has tried to kill and steal and destroy my man. Satan knows it, but if he can get you to believe it or speak it, it becomes a reality. People speak it all the time, especially Christians. Blah, 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 blah. That's what they do. They just speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it. It's the gospel truth to them when it's a total lie. All right. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. God's law protects. Satan's law controls. There's the difference between the two. Satan's narrative, the law of sin and death, God's law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, it overrides. That's how Jesus walked on water. That's how Paul shook the serpent off into the fire. Satan's agenda, Satan's delusion of magic creates an illusion that is false through movies, TV, Disney, internet, just some of his methods. The illusion delusion. The world system says you are what you eat. God's word says you are what you think. The world system says diet, exercise, checkups, key to a long and happy life. God's word says take no thought about it, and he will satisfy you with long life. There's some proverbs that talk about a happy heart, like good medicine. I mean, it's like staying carefree and keeping that yuck off of you is what brings a strong and healthy life. The world system is fear and control. God's word is life and freedom. Through fear, Satan accused me of breaking the law. When I was praying about what to do about my pets, Satan threw in my faith that I was breaking the law. Well, technically, I wasn't breaking the law. But I didn't know at the time. Okay, by faith, God told me to go and change the law, be a transformer. I don't like your stinking laws. I'm going to change it. That's what he said, change it. He didn't even tell me what to change it to. He left that up to me. And then I saw the president and what he was saying about what he's trying to change with the vaccine laws. I wanted to read a couple of things here. You might be interested in this, Jackie. This is The Big Scam, Rabies Vaccination by Dr. John Fudens. I'm not going to read his article. If you want to look at it, you can. But there was a couple of things I wanted to, that I, as I was doing research on these veterinarian that have uncovered the truth. Here's just two statements. Vaccines for diseases like distemper and canine parvovirus, once administered to adult animals, provide lifetime immunity. In other words, they're saying, are we vaccinating too much? In other words, what they're making us do every year, one shot would do it for their lifetime. Talk about the money. Follow the money, honey. Here's another one. In the meantime, Dr. Schultz's research shows that over 95% of puppies vaccinated at 16 weeks of age or later will be protected for life. One dose is considered protective and acceptable. Then why are they charging the hound out of us every year to do it? Because it's all a big scam, is that the truth about it all? I looked up for myself some research just on this area, and they said there hadn't even been any rabies cases since 2000 in the United States, period. And they said it's never with domestic animals, it's the wild. And why would you make a dog subject to these vaccines? I think little Harley might have been part of his death, because he used to swell up and get knots all over him after those vaccines. And, you know, so that's dear to my heart. And they're doing it to people too. See, this is my thing about this. I found what President Trump did. Right here. Trump to end mandatory vaccines. President Trump is about to end mandatory vaccines for all Americans through the creation of a new special division within the Department of Health and Human Services. No longer will citizens be threatened with medical law, arrest, quarantines, and forced medical intervention. This is the conscience and freedom of religion division. And it's proven vaccines contain lead and mercury. But really, you know, if you think about it, if you believe they can hurt you, they can. If you don't believe they can, it might as well been Jell-O. Okay, this is Kevin McCarthy is the instigator of this. He's the House Majority Leader, Republican from California. I wrote here, they did bring up something else. Liz Crokin, she's the one that's been in journalism 20 years and has suffered lots of persecution. I was quickened this morning to pray for these truth tellers and these people that have stood in the gap, and they're being persecuted, death threats. This week, Isaac Cappy, you know, supposedly committed suicide. I don't think I believe that. But anyway, she brings out, and she has never retracted a statement. That's how accurate this woman is. She's a true journalist, and she's a Christian. She says a third of the government is involved in pedophilia. A third of our government. So that's how big it is. I'm glad it's not half, at least. Okay, I think that's yeah, let me see right here what I've got right here. This right here, I went on hhs.gov, and there's the document right there. So it has been verified. It is true. You can go on that website and look it up, that's what they're doing right now. So this isn't fake. This is true. And I know that President Trump has been against vaccines for a long time. He has a personal stake in it. Okay, let me keep going here. Make sure I got everything here. All right. I think I read it all. Okay.